Yeah.
I'm ready.
This is Nancy Chin with a WPTF special news brief. There's been another brutal school shooting, this time at Mellon Bayside High. Mike, did you catch that?
Oh God,
we have no number of the wounded or dead, but we have a positive ID on the shooter. Her name is Rebecca Gates Gotta, a 16-year-old junior. She's been positively identified. There's been no motive released as of yet, but Miss Scott is in police custody.
Oh my God.
Please stay tuned throughout the day as we uncover this unfortunate incident and try to get to the bottom of this recent violent epidemic.
You can call me Becky. I'm 16, the Mellon Bay Junior prom queen. This year I made the dean's list and I go steady with the captain of the team. Guess I'm the most popular girl around, okay, the most popular girl in town. I'm not conceited, I swear, when I wanted to dance, I didn't even wear the crown. I'm really sweet. After school in the week, I tutor kids in science and math. And everyone in my class has gone back and taken a test and passed. I live with my little sister and grandfather, and mom and dad, of course. They've been together for 25 years and never dreamed of a divorce. My mom's a doctor. She's hardly ever home. My dad's an investment broker. My grandpa, he's a war vet. Heavy drinker, heavy smoker. Mommy tries to get him to quit, but he just laughs her off. Says that if those damn Japs couldn't kill him, he's not worried about death and coughs. My sister Rose is 10. She's the thing that makes my daddy smile. Sweeter than cherry pie. Blonde with deep blueberry eyes. A little me. We're really close. She has a room that's full of toys and hates 98 degrees and NSYNC, but loves the Backstreet Boys. And I would kill for her. I mean, I would do whatever it took to keep her safe and innocent and far from harm that's threatening in any place, even if it's home. I hate leaving her alone. She cries at night. Sometimes I'm afraid that I might do something, lose control and abuse something, cause daddy's hugs are too tight and Rose grows thorn black and blue bruises on her wrist, like where I slipped mine. I mean, that time I fell and cut my arms a bit. I'm rambling on. You don't understand. Nobody does. Sometimes when I'm alone, I squeeze my nails into my hands hard enough to draw blood. Stop talking. I'm not crazy. It's probably just from when I had braces. And when I lay in bed at night, I'd pick up radio stations and they used to tease me, call me names and stuff. But that's just kids. I used to be mad about it, but that was then. Now I'm grown. Forget about it. Now I'm picture perfect, pretty, prissy, painted, and deserve it. And I pity those who hurt me. I lay the law. Guilty verdict.
This is Trevor Michaels filling in for Nancy Chin. I'm here with Detective Lepolsky. Detective, can you give us any information on Miss Scott? Any gang affiliation, member of militia or cult?
We can't give any information right now. All we can say is she's in custody and tending to the injured.
Has she said anything revealing why she did this?
Like I said, stated before, Trevor, we can't give anything right now. Officer Mangles, you're tracking jelly over the scene.
I hear them talking about me. They think I don't, but I know what they're saying. They think I can't hear them when I'm walking past. They stop and smile and chat, but all the while they're plotting behind my back. All my friends, even the teachers, even when I'm cheering, I can hear them whispering way up in the bleachers. They think I'm ugly. They're still calling me names. They think that it's funny. They think I'm nothing without money. They think I'm anorexic and hungry. Even my best friend, I hate them all. They're all plotting against me, trying to convince me that nothing's wrong. But the whole world's against me, I know it. The principal called me in the office to talk about the dean's list. And then he backed me up into the door and made me touch his penis and call me a whore. And said that if I told, he'd do everything in his power to keep me from graduating till I was old. Then on to Rose, who he'd deflower. And daddy doesn't come into my room at night. Since Rose was about 6, I guess I missed the times he used to visit me. You think that I'm sick? Well, I don't care. And mommy knew, and she wanted to join in the fun. But ever since my little sister was born, they made her number one. And grandpa makes me hold his thing and put my mouth on it. So ever since I can remember, I've never told anyone about it. But I've got a plan, and I don't care who thinks it's wrong. If you were me, what would you do? Played along till now, but tell me, would you?
Hello, this is Fred Andrews, and you're watching Middle America School Forum. I'm here with Timmy Andrews, a sophomore, who attends Mellon Bayside High. Hello, Timmy.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, very good. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Timmy, can you tell us anything about Miss Scott? We're trying to get to the bottom of why she would do such a thing. What can you tell me about her? Have you seen her in school?
I mean, actually, she seemed like a very popular girl, and I never would have expected none of this to happen. I mean, it was just a shocking thing for me to see and witness, actually.
Earlier in the school year, did she ever mention that she was gonna come to school and just shoot people? Did she ever say, hey, I hate it here, I hate you people? Did you ever get that kind of vibe from a Miss Scott?
Nah, not at all. She actually seemed very
happen at this moment.
Yeah, we're also here with Calvin Jackson. Yeah, Mr. Calvin. Jackson, can you give us any insight on what's going on?
Well, Fred, this is some bullshit. Frankly, I think that America needs to stop raising our children, and you should be allowed to beat your kids. Then shit like this would not happen.
This morning I got up, walked to the bathroom, grabbed the scissors, and stared in the mirror and started cutting till there was almost nothing left. Hair falling in chunks, and picked up a blunt razor and passed it once. Starting at the back of my neck, I move it slowly forward to the front. A reverse bizarre taxi driver with blood dripping in my eyes. I looked and laughed loud. Mommy heard and walked by the door and passed out. I grabbed the bitch by her feet, closed the door and tied her to the bed. Stripped her, gagged her mouth and jumped to the top. Pulled the razor back and ripped her fucking throat open. Watched her choke and soaked in blood. I headed downstairs to the kitchen. Grabbed Rose by the hair and slid her with Daddy standing there. He tried to tackle me, so I jabbed him in the abdomen. Then I jumped, flipped, turned, and stabbed him in the back again. And when he fell to the floor, I stopped. Heard a loud bang and a cough. I walked in the living room and Grandpa stood, gripping a sawed off. So I thought quick and dropped to my knees and started crying and screaming, why, and I'm sorry, and what have I done, and all sorts of emotional lying. He dropped the gun and ran to me, shaking and screaming. I tried to free myself and go for the gun, but his grip just wouldn't let me. Grandpa, call the police. I think Rose is still breathing, please. He let go, ran to the kitchen. I ran to get a hold of the piece. I picked it up, cocked it back, and blew off both of his knees. Left him laying in the hall bleeding to death, and I smashed the car keys.
Oh, God. Okay. What have I done? All right. I didn't do anything wrong. They deserved it. They got what was coming to them. It's not me. I'm not crazy. I'm not hearing voices. No, no, no. It's what was supposed to happen. Now, I'm just gonna go to school, and... You know what? No, never mind. Because everything I'm doing is right and they're supposed to die. And it's them. They did it to me first. And it's because I'm a good person. I am because I'm good enough and I'm smart enough and people like me. No, they don't. Yes, they do. No, they don't. Yes, they... Okay. All right. I'm just going to get to school and I'll work everything out.
Pulled up in the school parking lot, just me, Destiny, and a shotgun riding. Perfect timing, assembly in the cafeteria for joy of creative writing. I walked up to the front doors and blew them open, started aiming and blasting. Stood frozen in the main hall after the smoke rising, the sounds of screaming and gasping, they were everywhere. I ran into the west wing stairs, laughing and through the gym, stopped to reload, pulled out of Grandpa's favorite flask and took a hit of gin. Then raised the gun up and blasted once, yelling, it's time to pay. I heard footsteps, poured the liquor out and turned to blow the person away. Kicked the corpse, walked, continued on my course, and heard the cries of helpless little victims. Let me tell you, they all deserve to die. Walked to the middle of the room and hopped the table, started letting off wherever, setting off the fire alarms, and I turned my firearms around and held my finger tight and pulled the trigger, wetting the room, watching bodies drop to the floor and quiver. Held my finger tight and pulled the trigger. Bloodbath, there was red everywhere, on the walls, on my hand, on the doors, on the lunch trays, on the posters, on the ceiling fans. I raised the gun up and shot out the glare of the fluorescent lights, stopping smiles, listened to fights in the dark and mayhem. It all serves him right. Continued shooting till the last shell dropped. Then I hopped off the table and stood in the middle of the room, leaned back and admired the view. It was like a sunset in hell.
Kind of thing we're gonna bust in. One, two, three, here we go!